Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
So do you see what Trump is doing now? He's saying that he wants no taxes on people who earn under $150,000 a year, which apparently is something like 93% of U.S. taxpayers. So this is also, by the way, this is a socket to the wealthy kind of thing. And I say you should just end the IRS, because even if you were to make under $150,000 a year, you would still have to file taxes. And it's the filing of the taxes, it's the compliance burden, and it's the threat of having your assets seized if you make an innocent mistake on your taxes. It's all of that. It's the tyranny of the IRS that needs to go away. The only way to do that is to end the IRS, which means ending all federal income taxes, especially on individuals, if not businesses as well. And you might ask the question, well, how will the government fund itself? That's easy. Whatever percentage of revenue the government loses, let's say the government loses 50% of its revenue, you just cut 50% of government. I mean, this is not difficult. You take the same percentage of lost revenue and you slash the government. Problem solved, right? You have solved that problem. And of course, Trump is talking about income, government income, which is a bizarre term, because government really doesn't earn money. Government just steals it from everybody else. All taxation is theft. You know, taxation is confiscation from unwilling people. So it's basically a giant mugging of the American people. That's what taxation is. But Trump is talking about collecting money from tariffs. Okay, well, there's really not enough import activity, to make up for all the so-called lost revenue from the income tax. You can't make up for all that just with tariffs. You could do, part of it. But there's also an idea that's been floated around for a few decades, actually. I remember hearing about this in the 1990s, which is a national retail sales tax, essentially a consumption tax. And a consumption tax, which, look, I don't agree with having any new taxes, by the way. So I'm not advocating for a national retail sales tax. I'm just explaining how it works. But I think the answer is basically shut down most of the federal government and end the tyranny. We don't need most of the government. We don't need 90% of it. This is just shut it all down. End the FDA, end the CDC, end the FBI. Shut it all down, man, and your problem solved. But barring that, some people want a national retail sales tax. So that would mean that, of course, you're taxed something like 20% on everything that you purchase, even a car. I think even homes would be in that as well. And, anything at retail, anything on Amazon. It'd be another 20% tax on top of that. Well, advocates of that policy say, well, it's good because it's a tax where people get to decide how much they want to pay based on how much they consume. And so the wealthy would automatically pay more in taxes because they tend to buy more things, maybe luxury cars or luxury homes or luxury boats or what have you. Whereas poor people, obviously don't buy as much. And maybe there would be exemptions on food as an entire category, so that poor people don't pay anything. At least this has been suggested. So these are just some of the ideas. Again, I'm opposed to any new taxation. I think it's time to end the IRS. I am not at all concerned about the government going more into debt. And you know why? Because I already know the whole system's going to collapse. I am not suffering under the illusion that, oh, we can save this system, I have no such delusions. We can't save this system. Ultimately, you can't save the U.S. government. You can't save the dollar. It's going to collapse. There's going to be a total implosion of the system. Why should the people suffer along the way? Why should the government keep stealing more money from the people? It shouldn't. If it's going to collapse, and which is going to happen, and we're going to have a financial reset, should let people keep as much of the money they earn in the meantime so they can have at least some kind of buffer, some kind of resilience to be able to get back on their feet as the system collapses. You know, most people are going to lose everything. They're going to lose the value of the dollar that they're holding on to for the most part. They're going to lose value in their homes. They're going to lose, you know, their jobs, etc. And they're going to be living on emergency savings, whatever they've managed to put away. So it would be great if we had something like a full year of no taxation so people could just put away that the tax money as savings to help them get through the crisis that's coming. And we have to go through a crisis to get to any kind of legitimate long-term solution. And by the way, the only real long-term solution must be rooted in a gold-backed currency. It has to be. There's no other option. If you want an honest money system where no future government can just print money, which is theft from the people, and of course they weaponize all the money they print. They use it, you know, for USAID slush fund money and funding like BS climate change front groups that are nothing but money laundering operations, funding transgenderism indoctrination campaigns all over the world. That's what USAID was all about. And the only reason that's possible is because they could just print currency. So you have to stop the government from being able to just print currency. They have to have a gold-backed currency, which would halt that whole practice. It would also halt all this debt spending by the government. Only then can you have economic abundance with honest money. Now, will we end up with an honest money system after the collapse of this system? I kind of doubt it because no government, probably not even the Trump government, wants to give up the power to print currency, because that power is extraordinary. It's the power to create whatever NGOs you want. It's the power to destroy. It's the power to fund wars. It's the power to, you know, funnel money to the pockets of all your donors and friends and whatever. It's tremendous power. They will probably not want to give that up. So that means that you and I, if we hope to have an honest money system, we're going to have to do that ourselves. Fortunately, there's a way to do that. It's called buying gold and silver. It really is that simple. You want honest money, buy gold and silver, which means you're trading dollars, which is dishonest, rigged money. You're trading dollars for metals, which are honest money. And the thing about gold and silver, the most important property, is that they can't be counterfeited by any government. They cannot be counterfeited. It's impossible. You can't, you know, fake a bunch of gold. You can't synthesize gold out of nothing. Governments can synthesize, you know, dollars out of nothing, out of thin air, just entries on a computer system, but they can't do that with gold. So this is why the people who know what's going on are buying more and more gold and silver. And this is why gold just went over $3,000 an ounce. And this is why silver just went over $34 an ounce. And probably this is just the beginning. I would guess that it's going much higher than that. So if you are interested in gold and silver, consider our sponsor in that space, which is the Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. You can see the real-time prices, which are very competitive. Some of the best prices you'll ever see. You can see what they offer. Vaulting services, IRS compliant gold IRAs or silver IRAs, etc. All kinds of coins from all kinds of mints, guaranteed, discreet, insured delivery to your hands. This is something that the people who know what's going on are getting into in record numbers. It's like being your own central bank. You want to be your own central bank? Buy gold and silver. And that will help insulate your assets against the counterfeit currency printing, which will lead ultimately to hyperinflation. Yeah, and remember, hyperinflation is inflation of the prices of consumer goods and services, but it's deflation of the value of the currency. So hyperinflation at retail means hyperdeflation of the value of the currency. They are the same thing. So the currency is going to be rapidly devalued, which means that gold and silver expressed in dollars will be higher and higher numbers. So yes, gold is going to hit $5,000 an ounce. Now, that's not financial advice. And I'm not saying speculate on gold. I'm saying that when gold hits $5,000 an ounce, it's actually not worth any more than what it's worth today at $3,000 an ounce. It's because the dollar's losing value. That ounce of gold will still buy about the same thing when it hits $5,000 an ounce as it does today. Because when that day comes, $5,000 then will buy the same thing that $3,000 buys today. You see what I'm saying? So this is not a speculation advice column or anything. I'm not saying that, you know, you're going to get rich as gold goes up. No. If you do it right, you're not going to get rich. You're going to get even. You're going to get even. You're going to be just holding the value and that's it. And that's the goal. That's good enough. That's a win, man. That's a win. In an age where the dollar is collapsing in value, just not losing value, not losing purchasing power is a win. And the way you do that is with gold and silver. And in addition to the Treasure Island Company, there are some other forms of gold and silver, like goldbacks, which people really appreciate. And we've got prepper bars listed at rangerdeals.com. If you want to check that out, rangerdeals.com, you can see the other forms of gold. But if you want just the most ounces of gold per dollar or per thousands of dollars, then the answer is to get just traditional 1 ounce gold coins or 1 ounce silver coins from different mints. Usually, I recommend non-US mints for that, but recognize mints from other countries around the world. And they're like, I don't know, 6 or 7 really well-recognized mints that you can choose from, like one in South Africa, one in the United Kingdom, etc., one in Japan, you know. But get your hands on some of this stuff. You'll be happy you did. And look, gold has gone up 50% since early 2022. So there you go. It beats your stock market investments. It blows away treasury bond returns. You know, it beats almost everything that you could possibly invest in. Just buy gold and sit on it, you know. You don't have to worry about it. And you're going to have your value still there years later as the dollar collapses. So again, the website is metalswithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for supporting our sponsors and thank you for listening today. And please heed this warning, but also as a disclaimer, remember I'm not your financial advisor. This is not investment advice. This is not, you know, I'm not telling you what to do with your money. Do your own research, do what's right for you. But I will say, if you followed what I was saying, you know, 3 years ago, well, you're 50% ahead right now. And I've been recommending gold for 20 years. So, you know, when I first bought gold, I was paying under $300 an ounce. And I've never sold an ounce, you know. So that's gone up 10x. Think about that. There you go. All right. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody.
I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of PetMectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets. Discount code Ranger. You just click that right there. And it goes to a third party company. And this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming. We've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these prepper bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.